for SearchSecurity.com. I'm Bill Brenner. You're listening to Security Wire Weekly for April 2nd, 2008. This week, I talked to Bob Russo, General Manager of the PCI Security Standards Council, about what the council is doing to ensure that PCI DSS compliance assessors don't try to force particular vendors and products on businesses as the condition for a passing grade. Meanwhile, the keepers of the Storm Trojan try for an April Fool's prank. We begin with the continuing fallout over the data security breach at the Hannaford supermarket chain. The company admitted last week that someone was able to sneak malware onto all of its 300 or so servers spread across its stores. That left some experts convinced that the compromise was the work of an insider. Not everyone is convinced of that, however. Security consultant and former Gartner analyst Rich Mogul says there are a variety of ways in which outside attackers could be responsible. For example, they could have compromised one laptop or server, getting the foothold necessary for a broader attack. Another possibility is a direct attack through the more traditional methods where the thief gains access to an administrative system or account and branches out from there. A web application attack was also possible, he said. Next, an April Fool's prank from the bad guys behind the Storm Trojan's aggressive attacks in the past year. Researchers at F-Secure Corp said this week that a new wave of April Fool's Day-related Storm mails were being spammed out late Monday, with a link pointing to an IP address. Subject lines carry such messages as All Fool's Day, Doe, April Fool, and surprise, the joke's on you. There doesn't appear to be any text in these messages, only the URL that, if clicked, downloads executable files with such names as Fool's Day, EXE, and Kick Me, EXE. The files carry the Storm Trojan. Controllers of the Storm botnet have a history of using holidays such as Valentine's Day and news events such as a wave of storms that swept across Europe several months ago to dupe people into opening infected emails. We'll be back after this.
Think the information security threats landscape isn't changing? Wrong. Attackers have moved away from annoyances like email viruses and network worms. Instead, malicious hackers are using dangerous new custom rootkits, trojans, and other malware designed to evade traditional defenses. But all is not lost. Get exclusive hacker insights from SearchSecurity.com's Intrusion Defense School. SANS instructor Lenny Zeltzer explains how to thwart this year's challenging new set of security threats. Don't be the next victim. Check out Lenny Zeltzer's exclusive lesson today at searchsecurity.com/intrusion defense. That's searchsecurity.com/intrusion defense.
There have been many complaints from merchants who have spent considerable sums of money on PCI DSS compliance over the last couple of years. One complaint making the rounds of late is that some PCI assessors are trying to act as resellers, pushing certain vendors and products as a condition for a passing grade. It's hard to get merchants to confirm on the record that they have had such experiences, but the rumors have certainly been loud enough to get the attention of the PCI DSS Council. I recently asked Bob Russo, General Manager of the PCI Security Standards Council, about what the council is doing to ensure that PCI DSS compliance assessors stick to the rules.
What I've been hearing increasingly from various sources of mine, which is that they are feeling increased pressure from vendors promising, you know, all-in-one products that have PCI DSS compliance out of the box, and at the same time getting pressure from some assessors who will come in and say, okay, well, if you buy this such and such a product from such and such a vendor, that will put you into compliance. And I wanted to check with you, Bob, and see if you've been getting these kinds of complaints, and if so, what you guys are trying to do about it.
Well, we've heard it from time to time, and whenever we hear it, we try to get specifics on exactly where it's coming from, because as you know, the council does not endorse any product and or service. And as far as I know, last time I checked, there wasn't any one out-of-the-box solution that fit the entire DSS.
I mean,
there are certainly different pieces that will help you, you know, get to compliance, vis-a-vis firewalls and IDSs and IPSs and encryption technologies and just a myriad of things. But there isn't one, one magic bullet, so to speak.
Sure.
That does everything. I would be interested in, you know, if you are able at some point to, you know, let us know who some of these merchants are that are, that are talking to you, and if we might be able to talk to them to find out, you know, some specifics on this, because certainly when we find out about it, or when it's brought to our attention, you know, we write a letter.
Yeah.
To the company, make sure that they understand. In the same vein, you mentioned that QSAs from time to time, or assessors, recommend products. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that, as long as they're not recommending their own products, or as long as they're not saying, let me clarify that, as long as they're not saying that without buying our product,
right,
you cannot become compliant. So if
what if it's a scenario where they're kind of acting, it's the assessor acting as a reseller in a way?
There's also language within the contracts that,
yeah,
they sign with us of an independence nature, which basically says they can in fact recommend a class of product, and oh, by the way, we have one of those as well, but you know, basically saying you need a firewall,
right,
and there are 1,000 companies out there that makes firewalls, and we make one as well,
right.
So you know, go out there and investigate and buy one that you think will suit your needs and, you know, get you to compliance. So there's nothing wrong with that, but again,
as long as they don't say you must buy mine in order to comply.
As long as they don't say you must buy this product in order to become compliant, because as far as I know, there isn't one product out there over any other product that would allow you to become compliant. I mean, in any category, be it firewall or encryption technology or application firewall, whatever,
right,
there isn't one solution in one of those areas.
That's it for this week. The latest information security news is always available as it breaks on our news page at searchsecurity.com/news. And you can always catch our Security Wire weekly podcasts featuring summaries of the latest news and interviews with security professionals at searchsecurity.com/podcast. Again, I'm Bill Brenner. As always, thanks for listening.